ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, the Saman Bonam, chapter number 6, the killing of demon Putana, text number 30.
Sri Shuka Uvacha, Iti Pranaya Badhabir, Gopibi Krita Rakshanam, Payit Vastanang Mata, Payayat vastanang mata Sanyaveshyad atmajam Sanyaveshayad atmajam Shri Shuka Uvacha Iti pranaya badhavir Gopibi krita rakshanam Payayat vastanang mata Sanyaveshayad atmajam Please chant.
Sri Shuka Uvacha
Jayad Atma Jam.
Sri
Shuka Uvacha. Iti Pranaya Badhavir. Gopibi Krita Rakshanam. Payayitvastanang Mata. Sanaveshayad Atma Jam. What did he say?
29.
Well, let's finish this, then we'll go back. But any more men?
Sri
Shuka Uvacha Iti Pranaya Badhavir Gopibi Krita Rakshanam Payayit Vastanang Mata Sanyaveshayad Atmajam Shri Shuka Uvacha Iti Pranaya Badhavir Gopibi Krita Rakshanam Payayit Vastanang Mata Sanyaveshayad Atmajam Ladies Sri Shuka Uvacha Iti Pranaya Badhavir
Thank you.
Anyone else? So what verse should we start reading from?
27-29.
Okay. All right. Well, we still have to do the word for words. So let me just... Okay, so 27. The evil witches known as Dakinis, Yatudanis, and Kushmandas are the greatest enemies of children. And the evil spirits like Bhutas, Pretas, Pisachas, Yakshas, Rakshasas, and Vinayakas, as well as witches like Kotara, Revati, Jesta, Putana, and Matrika, are always ready to give trouble to the body, the life air, and the senses, causing loss of memory, madness, and bad dreams. Like the most experienced evil stars, they all create great disturbances, especially for children. But one can vanquish them simply by uttering Lord Vishnu's name. For when Lord Vishnu's name resounds, all of them become afraid and go away. Purport. As stated in the Brahma Sanhita, chapter 5, verse 33. Advaitam achyutam anadyam anantarupam adyang purana purushang navayovanangcha vedeshudurlabam adurlabam atma bhaktau govindam adipurusham tamahang bhajami. I worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead Govinda, who is the original person, non-dual, infallible, and without beginning. Although he expands into unlimited forms, he is still the original, and although he is the oldest person, he always appears as a fresh youth. Such eternal, blissful, and all-knowing forms of the Lord cannot be understood by the academic wisdom of the Vedas, but they are always manifest to pure, unalloyed devotees. While decorating the body with tilak, we give protection to the body by chanting 12 names of Vishnu. Although Govinda, or Lord Vishnu, is one, he has different names and forms with which to act differently. But if one cannot remember all the names at one time, one may simply chant, Lord Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, and always think of Lord Vishnu. Vishnu Aradhanang Param. This is the highest form of worship. If one remembers Vishnu always, even though one is disturbed by many bad elements, one can be protected without a doubt. The Ayurveda Shastra recommends Aushadhi Chintayet Vishnu. Even while taking medicine, one should remember Vishnu, because the medicine is not all in all, and Lord Vishnu is the real protector. The material world is full of danger. Padang padang yad vipadam. Therefore, one must become a Vaishnava and think of Vishnu constantly. This is made easier by the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended Kirtaniya Sada Hari Parang Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam and Kirtanad Eva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parang Vrajate. So now we'll do the synonyms. Please repeat. Sri Shuka Uvacha. Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, Iti, in this way, Pranaya Badhavi, who were bound with maternal affection, Gopivi, by the elderly gopis headed by Mother Yashoda, Kritarakshanam, all measures were taken to protect the child, Payayitva, and after that feeding the child, Stanam, the nipple, Mata, Mother Yasoda, Sanyaveshayat, made to lie down on the bed, Atmajam, her son. Please repeat. Sri Shukadeva Goswami continued, All the gopis headed by Mother Yashoda were bound by maternal affection. After they thus chanted mantras to protect the child, Mother Yashoda gave the child the nipple of her breast to suck, and then got him to lie down on his bed. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. When a baby drinks milk from the breast of his mother, this is a good sign of health. So the elderly gopis were not satisfied with chanting mantras to give protection to Krishna. They also tested whether the child's health was in order. When the child sucked the breast, this confirmed that he was healthy. And when the gopis were fully satisfied, they had the child lie down on his bed. Trinadapi sunichena tarariva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Hare nama harinama evakevalam. Kalo nastyeva 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 gatir anyata. So today's verse, we have this word, pranaya badhabi, who were bound with maternal affection. Also, in the Dhammadarashtaka prayers we sang today, bhakti badham, that this is the only thing that actually you can attract God or capture God, is your love and devotion. No material condition, no material qualification is sufficient to get the attention or attraction of God. The only thing that really matters is love and devotion. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya teaches, prema pumarto mahand. Love of God is the ultimate goal of life. There is, of course, religion. There is, of course, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation. But in the eyes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, these things are external. And there is, therefore, the ultimate goal of life, which is love of God. And that is real religion. We may say that I belong to this club, the Christian club, the Hindu club, the Buddhist club, the Muslim club. That's all right. We're not so much interested. But the real question is, how much do you know and love and serve God? That is the real question. Just as in the second chapter of Bhagavatam, where it is said, Sabai Pungsang Paro Dharmo. For human beings, the superior dharma, the superior religion. Okay, so it's Sabai Pungsang Paro Dharmo. Yato Bhaktir Adhoksaje. Do you have loving service to Adhoksaja? Adhoksaja is another name of God, as we read in the previous purport. Prabhupada was pointing out that there are many names for God, and they all have different significance and potencies. So, Adhoksaja means God is that person who is beyond the range of the material senses independently to know. Independently. There is no way the material mind and senses can access God. It is impossible. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, what does Krishna teach us? You want to see me? Bhakti. You want to know me? Bhakti. You want to come to me? Bhakti. There is no alternative. There is no second opinion on this. This is what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. And in this movement, Bhagavad Gita is the basis of all our preaching. There can be no contradiction. Bhagavad Gita is the law. Whatever Bhagavad Gita is saying, bas, finish, that's it. So Krishna makes it very clear, at least three times. Bhakti, bhakti, bhakti. In the Dhammadarashtakam song, the word bhakti appears at least twice, if not more. because the author of that song is also in line with the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. Throughout the song, what does he say? I surrender. Throughout the song, he's saying loving devotional service. So, yato bhaktir adhoksaje. So, one has to develop. Now, Prabhupada has given us the best definition of bhakti. You can ask Sanskrit scholars and this person definition of bhakti. Prabhupada's definition of bhakti is the best. Loving service. There has to be service. Service is the beginning, or another way of looking at it. People say, oh, I love God. So how do you demonstrate that you love God? First thing is obedience. Without obedience, then there's no question of love. One must be obedient. Now, how do I demonstrate that obedience? It's done by service. So by our service rendered in love, that is how we will gradually come to understand and know God. There is, again, no other alternative. It is only by loving devotional service. So this loving devotional service, we learn from Prabhupada's teachings. There are 9 different processes, but the first two are most essential. Without the first two, you cannot do the other 7. The first two, and this is also taught by Lord Chaitanya, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Hearing and chanting about God, not Donald Trump. Hearing and chanting about God. Adhoksaja, that person who is beyond the range of the material mind and senses to independently know. Therefore, one of Lord Chaitanya's teachings, Atakshi Krishna Namadi Na Bhaved Grayam Indriyai Sevan Mokehi Jivadao Swayameva Sparatyada. So we're talking about loving devotional service. It begins with the tongue. Jivadao. Jiva Adao. Beginning with the tongue. So this is why I joined this movement. It is a tongue movement. What do you do with your tongue? 2 things. Vibrate and taste. So Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya have made this process extremely simple. Anyone who cannot take to Krishna consciousness is certainly less intelligent and most unfortunate. Who cannot chant the names of God? Do you have a tongue? Do you have 2 ears? You can join this movement. And who doesn't like to eat good food? I've said a billion times, the only reason I joined this movement was for the food. But the food is not ordinary food. The food is Krishna prasadam. The food is Krishna. The food is transcendental. So by eating foodstuffs offered to Krishna and talking about Krishna, chanting Krishna's name, describing Krishna, one spuratyada. Gradually, Krishna reveals himself. Recently, on Sunday, I was talking to one of my longtime students, and he was telling me that he was hearing from some older devotees how these older devotees, even after so many years, were having doubts about whether the process works. So I said, this can't be. Anyone who is actually chanting and doing service, there has to be some reciprocation. There has to be some realization. As again, we learn from Bhagavad Gita, pratyakshavagamam. This Krishna consciousness movement, this Krishna consciousness philosophy, is not pie in the sky. Like, again, let's go back to my favorite demon, Trump, right? He says, vote for me and I'll do this, I'll do this, I'll do this. That's called post-dated check. Prabhupada told us, don't accept post-dated check. Krishna is telling, you render devotional service. Pratyakshavagamam dharmyam. you will perceive the effects. You don't have to wait. You will directly perceive the results. So, I know for myself, if this process didn't work, I wouldn't have stuck with it more than 2 weeks. But every day, without fail, if I read about Krishna, if I chant Krishna, I get realization. So for me, there's no question. The reciprocation is there. The realization is there. So the only conclusion is, as Prabhupada mentions in Bhagavad Gita, somebody is not actually doing the process. So it comes down to back to basics. We have back to Godhead and we have back to basis. Back to the basis means chant properly, pronouncing each syllable, Hare Krishna Rama. And chanting is very, very easy. Just listen to the mantra. That's all. Just listen to the mantra. Listen to the sound. Yes, the mind is going to wander. Bring it back. How do you bring it back? Hare Krishna, Hare! Loud chanting. Lord Chaitanya liked the loud chanting of Swarup Damodar. So, when the mind is drifting, bring it back under the control of the mantra. Just hear the chanting. Take Krishna Prasadam. Read, here we are in 10th canto. So nice. And we also have Prabhupada's Krishna book. Such nice thing. Every year I read, I go through Krishna book. I have to, for my own spiritual nourishment. So let's go back to that verse where Yato Bhaktir Adhoksaje. Then, okay, let's finish the verse. Savai Pungsang Paro Dharmo Yato Bhaktir Adhoksaje. Ahoitaki Apratiyata. Here are two more things. Causeless. There should be no motive. That's another reason when I was discussing with my longtime student that the devotee has no expectation. There's no cause. The devotee is rendering service first from the platform of the mode of goodness. It is my obligation. It is my duty to surrender to Krishna. Why? Because I am Krishna's eternal servant. That's who I am. Therefore, it's my duty to render service to Krishna. You have to serve somebody. You only get two choices. Either you're going to serve Guru in Krishna or you're going to serve Maya. Now, anyone who has joined this movement, why did they join this movement? Because they got kicked and kicked and kicked by Maya and they said, I've had enough. Stop this kicking. You come to Guru and Krishna, the kicking stops. You give up Guru and Krishna, Maya says, come, let me kick you some more. Because you have not learned your lesson. That's it. That's what it comes down to. So, you want to stay getting kicked? Don't chant. Don't read Bhagavad Gita. Don't do devotional service. Go ahead. Get kicked. So, the devotee has no other purpose. Ohaituki. That let me render service. First from the mode of goodness. It's my duty. It's my obligation. We're reading here the gopis, the elderly gopis. They are giving all kinds of protection to Krishna. They, of course, are on the platform of love. They have that love of God. But even as you could say from the platform of ordinary, because they don't know that Krishna is God. They love him, but they don't think Krishna is God. So they're, besides their affection, they're doing these things out of duty. It is their duty as the elderly women to give protection. It is the duty of the parents to nourish and protect the child. So it is the duty of the living entity to surrender to Krishna, to render service. Gradually, as one gets purified, that duty becomes a natural, spontaneous inclination. One wants to do it. Anyone who has some service, if you have a particular service, and you look forward to that service, that is an excellent sign. Because now you're not doing it just because you have to do it. You're doing that service because you want to do it. Once you reach that stage, that you have some service, whatever that service is, it's something that you want to do, that you look forward to, that you can't wait to do. Oh, today I'm going to give class. Huddy ball. Or today I'm going to dress Rukmini Dwarkadish. Huddy bowl. Today I get the opportunity to cook for Krishna. Today I get the opportunity to give someone Krishna's book. Today I get the opportunity to give someone the chance to join this movement, to join our family. None of us could become devotees unless another devotee went out one day and gave you either a book or some prasad. This movement is completely personal. You have to come in contact with the devotee. Krishna is not coming down personally to everyone. No. Krishna is sending his army, his representatives, his devotees. You. Go and touch someone. Give someone Krishna consciousness. So if you have a service that you look forward to, that you really want to do, that's an excellent, you have reached a very excellent stage in your spiritual development. As Bhakti Siddhanta said, never give up your service, which is your all and all. Never give it up. Default position, when you have no tangible or practical service, immediately, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The devotee is always engaged in Krishna consciousness. Ohaitiki apratiyata, nothing broken, always, constantly, nirantara. Or as Krishna says, let's go back to Bhagavad Gita. How do you know you're liberated? You know you're liberated when? Mangcheo viabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate. When you are 100%, 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, year after year, non-stop devotional service, you're liberated. What more do you want out of life? That should be my perfection. Yes. As Prabhupada taught us about these six Goswamis, they were always asking themselves, am I doing service or am I in Maya? What am I engaged? That should be my meditation. One service to another, constantly pushing. I must be engaged in devotional service. I'm either reading, or I'm preaching, or I'm hearing, or I'm chanting. Or, in a few minutes, taking Krishna Prasadam. Simple process, simple for the simple. I'm very happy that I don't have a big brain. I'm very happy. I remember in 1977, 78, the temple president of the Manhattan Street Temple, Adi Keshava, he called me into the office. He said, Nirantara, you know what? You have a lot of ignorance. And over the years, I've been meditating. He was absolutely right. Tons and tons of ignorance. But somehow or other, still chanting after all these years. So somehow or other, here I am. Here I am. So I may be dumb. I may be stupid, just ask my wife. I may be so many things, but I still have my hand in my bead bag. I still like to read Prabhupada's books. Yes, Prabhupada's books. Love them. Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna book. And I still like to eat Krishna Prasad.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rigupati. Mike is coming. Back the mic. But before we start, just so that everybody knows, the only reason I'm giving class is because Archetype insisted, and he got the approval of Swabas. This is not my idea. So if anybody doesn't like what, just tell Archetype, then it won't happen again. Go ahead.
Thank you, Prabhupada. I'll put my name on the list of those who like. I'm very glad he insisted and that Swabas approved. It's nice
Thank
to
you.
Have you back here giving Bhagavatam class. So on the point of bhakti, so this is the month of Damodar, and every morning we're chanting the Damodarastika prayer, and each one of us go up at some point and we offer the lamp. And I was hoping you could say something about the significance of that, because I mean that's a practical expression of our bhakti. I mean, you know, and everybody, but what's the significance of it? What's the correct way to do it? Because I honestly don't know it. I mean, maybe I knew once upon a time, but.
Okay, so.
What's the order?
Anyone who knows me knows that I never speculate. I was chastised early in my devotional career. Nirantara, don't speculate. So unless I read it in Prabhupada's books, I don't repeat it. I don't talk about it. I just say, sorry, can't help you. So, simple, what is, so on your question, the best way to offer the candle is to chant mantras, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, or those of you who know Mula Mantras, right? So I was watching everybody. They were doing Prabhupada first. They were going in order. So you can chant Mula Mantras or other mantras and just offer as just chant and offer your love. Don't make it more complicated than it needs to be. Our process is really simple. Okay, that's all I can say. Others may have. Here we go. We got somebody in the back.
Nirantara Prabhu, I just wanted to ask you. You know, you spoke about bhakti. We all know the importance of bhakti. We all know that when we are chanting, we are actually asking for service. What is the reason that after knowing all this gyan, when it comes to the practical application in engaging in service, there is always ifs and buts? What is checking us from that service attitude when we are very clearly aware that we are asking for service by chanting Hare Krishna?
It's only the rascal mind. The rascal mind will always come up with excuses. And also, the other side of this is that we still have conditioning. This whole process of Krishna consciousness, like I was saying, that temple president said, Nirantara, you have a lot of ignorance. I understood that he's talking about my conditioned nature, my materialistic conditioned nature. So, our conditioned materialistic nature for each and every one of us is to a lesser or greater degree. Some of us coming to Krishna consciousness, we're coming with a lot of conditioning. And the process is gradual. Shanaya Uparamed, Bhagavad Gita, 6th chapter. This process is a gradual process of purification. It's not hocus pocus overnight. Okay, you're done. Hari Bol. No, it's a gradual cleansing process. So this reluctance is simply due to my past conditioning. And the only way to overcome that is make sure that this is the most important thing you do every day. Because this is where it all begins.
It all begins every day. How nicely I chant. I have so much experience of this. If I don't spend quality time with my bead bag and my japa, the day is not going to go good. I'm going to get agitated. I'm going to lose it. And I'm going to get frustrated. And things are not going to go well. But if I take care and nicely chant every day, it's like cruise control. So, just spend quality time with your bead bag every day. Just try to hear all these other problems. Adios. That's it. Just nice japa. What else do we have to discuss? Everybody satisfied? Okay, going once, twice. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Well, I'm waiting. Somebody has to sponsor. If somebody sponsors, I'll come. Ramachandra has not called, so. I'm ready. All I need is okay.
Thank you.